Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, it's Movie Talk, it's Vince, it's me, it's Movie Talk with Vince. How y'all doing? It's 2023, can you believe it? We made it through another year. 22 is over, it is now 23. Can you believe it? We're almost a quarter of the way through this next century. I remember there was a time when I was a kid when the 21st century was the future. Now we're almost 25 years into the 21st century. Who knew that would happen? Well, anyway, it's Movie Talking with Vince. So what we're going to do this week, I think, is talk about the movies. Hey, what a novel idea. And we'll talk about what I'm looking forward to in the year 2023, what movies are coming out, what movies look good, and what movies I'm thinking, maybe I'll miss that one. All right, so that's it. Let's get going. It's Movie Talk with Vince. All right, here we go. It's Movie Talk with Vince. And, of course, well, quickly, I'd like to let you know that if you want to call in and tell me what you're looking forward to in the year 2023 here at, in the movies, in the world of the cinema, then give me a call. The guest call-in number for Movie Talk, as always, is area code 914-205-5404. One more time for those of you who need to jot that number down. It's 914-205-5404. That's it. Give me a call. Let me know what you're looking forward to this year. And don't forget, this show is always filled with opinion, mostly mine. So if you don't agree, beware. You might not agree. I'm hoping that you don't. Then maybe you'll call in and tell me why you think that something is what I say is not what the way you feel. Hey, whatever. Opinions are opinions, and that's why they're fun. Because they're subject to change at a moment's notice, and everybody has one, and they're always different. So don't worry, it's just an opinion. It won't hurt you. And also don't forget movies, so I may be giving away spoilers. It'll be probably difficult for me to give you spoilers for films that haven't come out yet, but who knows? So remember, spoiler alert, I may be ruining a movie for you, and I hope I don't. But either way, that's it. That's the way it goes. So anyway, so let's get going here with Movie Talk with Vince. All right, here we go, Movie Talk with Vince. So what's coming up in the year 2023? Well, we've got a lot of great movies, well, a lot of movies. I don't know if they're going to be great. We'll find out once they hit the big screen, or in some cases, the little screen, as right now, a lot of movies are going, not even going into the theaters anymore. They're just being released straight to streaming services. It used to be straight to video, but now streaming services are becoming popular enough that movie theaters movie companies are thinking, yeah, maybe we don't need to put it in the theaters. Maybe we just go straight to streaming. Go straight to Disney Plus or Paramount Plus or this Plus or that Plus or whatever Plus. I still hope that they'll release them in theaters, because to me, most movies, I don't know, going to the theater, for me, it's always been an event, something that you did. Movies on TV is something that you did at home with your friends, and you're not really paying attention to the movie. It's something you have playing in the background, shall we say. You know, I'm going to make dinner. Okay, well, put on a movie, and I'll come and I'll catch you whenever I'm finished with dinner. Now, to me, that's not going to the movies. Going to the movies is going to the movies. Getting your popcorn, sitting in that theater with a bunch of strangers and watching a movie on a ginormous screen with big sound and being able to watch it that way. That, to me, is going to the movies. And that's, to me, the way I like to enjoy the movies. It's one of the reasons why in 2022 my biggest disappointment for one of my favorite films was the release of Weird, the Al Yankovic story. I saw it on my phone, and it was fine, and it was funny, but I kept thinking, man, how great would it be to watch this movie on a big screen, hearing Weird Al Yankovic's music on these massive speakers. Oh, my God, that would have been awesome. And I still hate Coup or whatever for not giving it a theatrical release. It deserved it. It should have been. We could have given Weird Al Yankovic an Oscar nomination. He definitely, especially for the soundtrack, he definitely deserved it. Even though most of the songs were previously released stuff, except for the brand new song, which only plays during the closing credits. But it's just so funny that I would have given it an Oscar nomination, at least for it. But whatever. Anyway, so that was 22. What's coming up in 23? Well, first up, we will have the movie coming out called Oppenheimer, which looks good, and I'm sure it'll probably, if it's done well, which it, from what I've seen, looks like it might be, it's a biography, a drama about the scientist Oppenheimer who helped create the atomic bomb. And it's about how that happened and what he did and why he did it and how his idea was either taken away from him or whatever. I can't tell you too much about the story because I don't know it. But that's what that is. And it looks like it'll be pretty good. Not necessarily something that I would be rushing out to see, but I will say this, that it does look good. And if it comes out and it is as good as I hope it will be, then maybe I'll go check that out. But not really up in the top of my list. One of the films that is up there on the top of my list of, oh, I'll definitely see this when it comes out, is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. Now, right off the bat, I have to tell you, not a big fan of the title. Mostly because Dead Reckoning, if anybody who's into horror films knows, well, Dead Reckoning was the original title for George A. Romero's, would have been what, fourth Living Dead movie. He's the one who created Night of the Living Dead, and then followed that up a few years later with Dawn of the Dead, and then finally with Day of the Dead. And that was pretty much going to be it. He was done with making zombie movies. He created the zombie franchise, in essence, of the dead coming back to life and eating the flesh of the living. But then about 10 or so, 10 or 15 years later, I have to get how long it was, he had come up with an idea to do a fourth one, and he was going to call it Dead Reckoning. Well, the studio didn't like that. They liked the fact that all of his zombie films had of the dead in the title, Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. So they wanted another title with of the dead in it. So they flat out refused to release this Dead Reckoning, and this was the only Romero film that he released through the studios, so there's nothing he could do about it. After that, he said, forget the studios, I'm just releasing them independently, so this way I have full control over it. Then he released Survival of the Dead, and I forget what the last one was, but it was also called Of the Dead, so I was like, well, George, one of the things you were upset about was that they kept calling your films Of the Dead, and you just went and did that for your last two anyway. Diary of the Dead, that was the last one, or I forget, I think it's Survival and Diary were, I forget. Anyway, so, but then that was released instead as Land of the Dead. The truck in it is called Dead Reckoning, hence the title. So Mission Impossible stealing that makes me think that this is going to, all I can think of is it's going to be a zombie film, when we know it's not. But I will say this, I'm a big fan of the Mission Impossible films. I've loved all the ones up till now, and I've actually thought that the franchise is oddly getting better with age, which is rare. Most movies tend to get weaker by, as they go on. The second, third, or fourth sequel starts to get a little bit worse as each one goes along. I just recently started watching some of the Lake Placid films. If anybody's familiar with them, Lake Placid was a movie about a giant alligator in the bayous, I think it wasn't even in the bayous. It was up north. It was in Maine. And it was a giant alligator, like Jaws. Basically, it was Jaws with as an alligator. And the first film was funny, but not that scary. But it's also kind of like Scream, where it knew it wasn't going to be that good, so they threw comedy into it to offset the fact that it's really a stupid story. I like the story of Scream, so I shouldn't say that. But anyway, but with Lake Placid, then they went straight to video with making sequels to it, and each one got stupider and stupider as they went on. I only saw the second and third one, but from what I've read, the third, and I think they made six films, five sequels, and each one's just like more and more low budget and more dumb. But with Mission Impossible, we get the exact opposite. I think each Mission Impossible film is getting better. And I've loved the last one. I thought it was probably one of the best ones, where they're actually starting to take the character a little more seriously. They know what to do with it, and they're throwing in a little more dramatic stuff. And, of course, Tom Cruise wanting to do every single stunt himself is just insane, but, he does it, and you're left going, oh, my God, is he really hanging off the edge of a plane while it's taking off? Oh, my God, yeah, he is. Oh, But anyway, so I am looking forward to Mission Impossible. I just wish that I'm just not thrilled with the title. But who knows? Once the movie comes out and I'll go, oh, that's why it's called Dead Reckoning. Okay, that's great. Next we got coming up this year is, of course, Transformers, because they can't let a dead franchise die. I loved the first Transformers. Second one I thought was much bigger and much dumber, and they got that way with each sequel. Each sequel got bigger and dumber, and to the point where even Shia LaBeouf said, I'm not doing these anymore. Megan Fox, well, I think she got fired from it, but even her, she's like, I'm not even doing these anymore. And there's a good reason for that. When you look at them, like, okay, yeah, these films are just getting more and more ridiculous. And the problem with, to me, most of Michael Bay's films is Michael Bay loves directing action, but he doesn't, you know, care about the story or the pacing of the film. Armageddon is that way. Armageddon has a whole huge sequence in the middle of the film where it's just them rounding up characters, you know, and each one gets like 5 seconds. It's like, oh, this is where he is, and we got him. This is where he is, this is where we got him. And it's like, what's the point of that? The scenes look beautiful. They're shot amazingly well, but they look more like something out of a commercial than they do for a film that you makes any damn sense whatsoever. And, of course, the plot for Armageddon is absolutely ridiculous and scientifically not even possible. And the Transformers films have gotten more and more that way. They've gotten away from any kind of a character development, and they're just all about the special effects. And they're like, oh, look, now we've got these type of robots. So Rise of the Beasts, I don't know. Maybe I'll go check it out, but probably not. I'll check it out. There's nothing else to see that weekend. Let's put it that way. But the next film up on my list here, which I am definitely going to see, I have to go see, you will see me there opening weekend, is, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Huge fan of all the Marvel films. Not all of them are great, but they're all definitely worthwhile for me, at least. I have a great time with every single one. I have the only one that I walked out of going, oh, that was fine, was probably the Eternals. Most people walked out of it going, I hated that movie. I didn't. I actually enjoyed it. I just felt that it was hard introducing a whole new group of characters, and you're not really not knowing who they were, so you're spending the entire movie going, who is that again? But overall, I thought it was a decent movie. It was fine. I didn't hate it. I thought it was quite enjoyable. And so Guardians of the Galaxy, from what I've seen, looks like it's going to be great. And they're taking them in a new direction. And it also, I think from what they said, this may be the last Guardians film. So who knows how it's going to be. Or then again, it'll make a ton of money, and then they'll bring them all back again in some way. Who knows? So Guardians is definitely on the top of my list. I am definitely going to see that one. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I'm iffy. See the trailers yet for it, so I'm sure it'll probably be pretty good. I loved the first Aquaman, although I felt that they introduced one villain that, you know, was kind of needless, and that was, I believe, Mantis, the man who wears the black undersea costume with this big helmet. And he looked, you know, like he is in the cartoon and the comics, but I kind of thought that his character didn't really have any depth and was not even didn't even have a point to him being there. So I'm sure he'll come back, and maybe we'll see more of him and why we should care about that character. But, of course, the big thing with that one is the whole Amber Heard thing. She was one of the leads in the first film, and now her part's been reduced because no one likes her after the divorce of her and Johnny Depp, or at least a court case around the Johnny suing her over what she said about him and whatever. I don't even care about it anymore. I don't want to give it any more time, not on my show. But so overall, Aquaman, I'll see what the trailers look like. I'm sure I'll probably go see it, but I have to say my excitement level is not that high. Then, of course, we got the Marvels, which is combining Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel. And I liked the Ms. Marvel show. Wasn't crazy about it, but I did like it. I did watch every episode, and I enjoyed it. And I actually really like Captain Marvel, and I like her character. I like the way Brie Larson did it, even though a lot of other people would disagree with me. But it's fine. I didn't hate her. So I'll definitely go see the Marvels. It's not one of the Marvel films that I'm the most excited about, but I'll go see it. I'll go check it out when it comes out. Now, this next one on my list, I am definitely excited about. That's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Saw the trailer, loved it. I like the fact that that number one, Shia LaBeouf died in it. And although I am sad to see that Marion is not in it, So maybe they're going to write her character off by having her have passed away. That'd be really sad, but, you know, hey, at this point, Indiana Jones should be dead. The guy is, well, Harrison Ford is in his 70s, and so Indiana Jones, we assume, probably is too. And I believe he's older than Sean Connery was when they did Last Crusade, and by the time they did Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Sean's character was dead, and then Sean died not too long, a few years after that film came out. But anyway, so Indiana Jones, to me, I've seen the trailer. I think it looks great. I'm kind of happy that George Lucas isn't writing the story, so now maybe they'll go back to basics with this one and not have aliens in it. And maybe, and it looks like they are bringing the Nazis back, even though the film is not to be set in the 60s, because you know, the original films were set in the 30s, and now that was 50 years ago. It's now like, well, I mean, not 50 years later, but it's almost. I mean, the original films were made back in the early 80s, so it's like 40 years. Yeah, the first film is now about 40 years old, I guess. Yeah, 81, 82, I think it came out. So, yeah, it's about 40 years old at this point. Wow, time flies. So, yeah, so if that film first came out in the late 30s, then you're now looking 40 years later, especially the 70s. So I guess they just put it setting in the 60s, and there are no Nazis around, but there's neo-Nazis or whatever. So anyway, the trailer looks cool, and it looks like they are taking into account the fact that Indiana Jones is now 70s at least, or maybe in his late 60s. Well, I'm not sure how old they're putting him. But it's great. I can't wait to see it. Looking forward to it. Should be pretty cool. But next up on my list that's coming out is The Flash. And I have to tell you, I am so not excited for this film. Ezra Miller is playing The Flash, and I will admit, when he first, I'm calling him he, but whatever you want to call Ezra. You know what? Just so I'm not offending anybody, I'll just refer to Ezra as Ezra. No he, if, ands, or buts. Just Ezra. So Ezra, I was never really a big fan of Ezra's performance as Flash in Batman v Superman. I thought it was fine, but in hindsight, I look back on it now, I feel a little bit too comical. To me, Barry Allen, the character of the Flash, should be more heroic. And they always seem to be playing the Flash like he's, especially in the TV show now, and in the Batman v Superman, like he's some kid. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I like the adult Barry Allen, the one who is more heroic. But I guess they wanted to offset it because they already have heroic Batman, heroic Superman, and Aquaman, so we'll have like a kid in there, and we'll make the Flash the kid. I don't know, if you're gonna have a kid in there, I would say just have Robin, but whatever. So I'm not a big fan of Ezra's performance of the Flash, so I can't say that I'm really excited to see Ezra getting their own film. That'll be nice, but you know, I'm sure it'll be fine. The only thing to me that will be cool is supposedly Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman in it, and that to me is the only reason to go see The Flash, really the only reason, and if Ben Affleck also appears as Batman. But I have a feeling that Keaton's performance may just be a cameo, who knows, but I'll go see it just to see Michael Keaton come back as Batman, because I'm a big fan of that. Kraven the Hunter could be pretty cool, we'll see. I've missed a bunch of the DC film, so I'm not. Kraven is actually, what am I saying? Kraven's a Marvel film, because Kraven is a Spider-Man villain. I believe Kraven the Hunter is part of the whole separate universe with Venom and them. So, and I didn't see Morbius, so this is probably part of that franchise. So I'll probably see it. It looks pretty cool. But for me, what I'm really looking forward to is, of course, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The second Spider-Man cartoon film. And I loved the first one. How was the first one called? Into the Spider-Verse? Yeah, there was an Into the Spider-Verse. That's what it's called, Across the Spider-Verse. Looks great. Can't wait to see it. Ought to be pretty cool. Fast X. I have to admit, I'm getting a little bored with the Fast and the Furious franchise, especially with the last one, which I thought is just really... Actually, I shouldn't say this. The last few ones were pushing they always push the boundaries of reality, but they kept getting further and further away from, you know, the real world. And the last one was like almost a complete fantasy. You're like, what the hell? And spoiler alert, yes, two characters end up driving into outer space. And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, yeah, what? What are you guys going to do next? You're going to have the Fast and Furious going to another planet? You're going to have them driving on the moon? What the hell? It's just getting more and more ridiculous. Still love the Fast and Furious franchise, so yes, will I be going to see Fast X? Of course I will. I've seen everyone since, but I will admit, my excitement level is not nearly as high, especially after the last one. It's like, all right, now it's just getting goofy. So whatever. Shazam, Fury of the Gods is coming out this year. That looks pretty cool. I love the first Shazam, and it looks like with the new one that they're going to be taking the character a little bit more seriously and giving it more of an action feel as opposed to making it like a kid's movie. But, hey, I like the first one. So Fury of the Gods should be pretty cool. Waiting for that one. And then we got some other big things coming out. Dune Part 2. I have to admit, I didn't see Dune Part 1. So I can't say I'm really excited about Dune Part 2. From what I've heard mixed things from fans. I don't really listen to other people's opinions. I just listen to my own. And my own opinion is, well, I don't have one. So I haven't seen it. So once I see Dune Part 1, then I'll go see Dune Part 2. And it looks like I probably should see it on the big screen. But the way I'm seeing on the big screen, of course, is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. That, to me, because now they're bringing in the next big villain, Kang the Conqueror. So, you know, but unfortunately, I will admit, after Thanos and that whole franchise ended, it's been kind of hard for Marvel to get up to speed again, especially since their two big heroes, Captain America and Iron Man, are gone. So it's hard to keep the excitement going. They got Spider-Man, and that's been great. But we haven't really seen the Hulk except for a cameo in the She-Hulk TV show, which a lot of people hated. I didn't, but I will admit it got a little bit too goofy for me. But I still like the show. And it was nice to see the Hulk again for a little bit. But other than that, just, you know, none of the big main Avengers we've seen anything of, except for Spider-Man. And he's not even one of the main Avengers. And so Ant-Man and the Wasp does look like a hell of a lot of fun. Can't wait to see it, so there we go. And then what's next coming up? Well, a bunch of other, we got supposedly Wonder Woman 3 is coming up, but I don't even know if that's even happening. Last I heard that was being canceled, so who knows if we're going to get another one. We got Dungeons and Dragons coming up, which I have to admit, I am not excited about. Because the new one looks only slightly better than the last one, which came out, in the 90s? Which was a goofy kids movie, which looked like it. And now this new one looks like it's a goofy teenager movie. It looks like the first one looked like it was geared for 10-year-olds. This one looks like it's geared for 13-year-olds. And between you and me, teen anymore. I hate to say it. I hate to admit it, but I'm not. So, I don't know. It looks like it'll be, you know, good for kids, but I'm not a kid, so I probably will be skipping that one. John Wick, on the other hand, does not look like it's made for kids at all. And I just recently watched John Wick's chapters 1, 2, and 3. Loved them. And I think that's another one where I thought they got better with each sequel. My biggest problem with John Wick 1 was that I felt that it really wasn't that original. The visuals were actually ripped right out of The Matrix, and the plot was ripped out of other revenge films. And it was certainly well done, and it was exciting, but I didn't think there was anything at all original about John Wick 1. Then I saw John Wick 2, and I went, oh, okay, now I get it. Now it's getting better. And I love John Wick 3. So I can't wait for John Wick Chapter 4, especially since they ended Chapter 3 with a big cliffhanger. And it was basically John Wick, you know, saying to the camera, yeah, I'm pissed, whatever he says at the end of it. So it looks like we've got a new Exorcist film coming out. I will wait to see what they do with that. Final Destination 6. Will admit, I have not seen most of the Final Destination films. And the last one came out, 20 years ago? More than that. Probably at least 20 years ago. So I'm like, you guys are reviving the Final Nation franchise? Okay, well, you know, the problem is I don't know if there's much of an audience for it anymore, especially since the kids who saw that are now, you know, adults. And, you know, so I don't know. The Hunger Games, of course, is coming out there with a new one, which I believe might be a prequel. And I will admit, I like the Hunger Games, but I don't really feel the need for anything new, so I probably won't be seeing that one. But, hey, you know, it's coming up. Barbie, of course, it looks like a lot of fun, but I will not be going to see that one. I can tell you that right now. Not really any big draw for me, but then again, I'm a dude. I didn't play with Barbie dolls when I was a kid. And the Super Mario Brothers movie, of course, it looks like it'd be a fun cartoon, but, yeah, unless I have a kid who says, I want to go see that, I'm not going to be seeing it. Scream 6, I will admit, I missed the last two Scream movies, and I wish I hadn't, because this one actually does look like it could be pretty cool. So I'll probably go and watch the other last two just to get myself caught up, and then I'll be going to see Scream 6. So that does look like it's pretty cool. All right, so it looks like we're getting close to the end of my show. What time is it? Oh, I got about 4 minutes left. So what else is coming up this year? So let's see here. Of course, Megan came out. I skipped that one. I can't tell you. Yes, according to this list I'm looking at on IMDb, there's an untitled Hulk Hogan biopic. Why do we need a movie about Hulk Hogan? He's a cool guy, yes, a great wrestler, sure, fun one to watch, but I don't think we really need a movie about his life. What happened to him that was really that dramatic? I don't know. But yeah, there's a Hulk Hogan biopic coming out, so I can tell you I'm not going to be rushing out to see that. But what else is coming out? We all get a sequel to The Meg. Why? I don't know, but yes, 10 or so, no, it can't be 10 years, because my friend brought her daughter to see that, and she's 10 now. So I want to say, when did she take her to see it? When she was 5? That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so yeah, there's a new sequel to The Meg. Okay, whatever. Fantastic Beasts, I have another one coming out. I didn't see the last one, so I have to say my interest in the Harry Potter franchise really died after the second Fantastic Beasts, which I thought was not really all that exciting anymore. And then we got, let's see, a Legally Blonde 3 coming out. All right, whatever. Sherlock Holmes 3, okay, that looks like it will be fun. I did like the first two Sherlock Holmes films. Might be a little bit too late to make another one, but hey, you know, Johnny Depp needs something to do. He's not doing Iron Man anymore, so what can you do? And yes, there is a Gladiator 2 being filmed. I can't believe it's going to come out this year. I'm thinking it'll probably end up coming out next year, but whatever. Again, I think it's a little bit too late to make a sequel to that, but hey, whatever. So anyway, so that's a quick rundown of some of the movies coming out this year, that some that I'm really looking forward to. Others, well, I'll probably go see, but whatever. And there's, of course, a ton more coming out. That, you know, there's a XXX4. All right. Star Trek is they're working on a new one. So we'll see what happens with all that. Anyway, so that's it. Excuse me. I'm going to wrap things up here. It's about 2.5 minutes left on my show. So I want to say welcome to 2023. And thank you for listening, as always, to everybody who's listened either live or listened later or whatever you've done. And know that there's a bunch of movies coming out. There's a bunch of movies coming out on video that you should probably check out. And, of course, 2022 had a bunch of great films. If you hadn't seen, go check them out. My all-time favorite of last year still is probably Clerks 3. If you haven't seen that, you should check it out. It's not a film for everybody, I will admit. But today I did go to the Quick Stop in Leonardo just to go, because I was like, you know what? Pilgrimage to where it all started. Kevin wasn't there, but hey, that's okay. The Quick Stop is there, so I felt like Dante. Well, I felt like Randall, or I felt like whoever. Anyway, so that's it. So thank you all for listening. This has been Movie Talk with Vince. Next week, I'm going to talk about movies. That's right, because that's what I do on Movie Talk. I talk about movies, and I don't stop until the show is over. And now, I'm sorry, the show is over. So everybody, have a great weekend, and I will talk to you all again next week. And don't forget, as I always like to say, when it comes to these opinions I have of movies, don't take my word for it. Go! Check these movies out. Let me know when Mission Impossible whatever comes out. If you liked it, if you hated it, or whatever. But don't listen to me, because I'm just a guy, and I like to go to the movies. So everybody, have a great night, and we'll talk again next week.